This is ABC Radio Brisbane.
What's still manufactured in Brisbane? Well, based in Brisbane, Thor Building Products are manufacturers of foil and bulk insulation for the building industry right across Australia. More commonly known under the banner of their Rhino product range, they're also suppliers of Rhino woolen blanket products and insulation bats. Now, Thor was founded in 2000, and after establishing themselves at Acacia Ridge, are now in the process of relocating to Northgate, which is where Peter Gooch caught up with the general manager, Bernie Ode.
Back in 2000, we entered the market with a product called Rhino Wrap, which is a blue house wrap you'll see wrapped around houses before the brickwork goes up. That product we started manufacturing in Lysart Street at Acacia Ridge back in 2000, and we distribute it nationally. That product could be seen all across Australia. We then wanted to value add to our full range, so our next step was into an insulation blanket. So under tin roofs in housing or under metal roofs in commercial construction, you'll see an insulation blanket. And even when you look up at Bunnings, you'll see a white foil, and behind that is an insulation blanket. And we've done Bunnings stores in every state of Australia. The reason we went there is we could take our foil that we already make and value add by sticking a glass wool blanket onto the back of it, and that was the next logical step for the growth of our business. And we did that in about 2010.
How did you corner the market like that, though? I mean, was it just because of that?
Look, we've built up a reputation for quality over the years from our very start. If I go back to 2003, we first won the national contract for Boral Roofing, and today we still hold that contract. We've held it for 14 years, so every time you buy a Boral roof tile with Sarky underneath, it's printed Boral, but it's made by us, and that's available South Australia and all eastern states we supply to for Boral.
How do you manage to maintain that kind of standard without other competitors getting in underneath you?
There's always other competitors in the market, but we've got a very flat management structure. There's two families own the business. We can make a decision in 5 minutes. The larger insulation companies have a recommendation. It goes to a board, it goes to a committee, and by the time they make a decision, we've already made the sale.
Okay, so it's all pretty quiet on the floor, but there's a reason for that right now. Right at this very moment, things are happening for you guys.
They are. We started at Acacia Ridge with a footprint of about 1,800 square metres, and we've grown out of that completely to the point where we took a 3,000 metre lease 2 years ago in Northgate, where we're standing now. And finally, after 3 years, we'll be reunifying our two sites onto one site and taking up a 5,200 square metre footprint here. So we've gone from 1,800 to 5,200, and that's probably represents our increase in sales as well. Behind you is a printing machine. What we're able to do for builders is print their own logos on the house wrap. So while the house is getting built, they can actually wrap it with a wrap with their name on it and their phone number. And believe it or not, we have actually had builders ring us and ask us to take their phone number off because they get calls on Sunday asking how much their properties are for sale at.
So it works a bit too well.
It's a good marketing tool, though, when you're looking for business.
Okay, we're looking at a couple of rewind machines here. Tell us the story on those.
To get the rolls into a size that the builders and roofers can handle, we rewind them into rolls that would be anything from 30 to 60 metres, somewhere around the 10 kilo range, so they're easy to handle on site. So what that means, we'll take an input roll that might be up to 5,000 metres in length and weigh a tonne, and we'll break it down into 60 metre rolls. They're distributed on pallets nationally from this operation in Northgate. We have trucks leaving every day. We probably spend in gross somewhere around $500,000 a year on freight in distributing our products nationally, all out of this location. In terms of total meterage in a year, we'd push about 12 to 14 million metres through our machines. About 20% of every dwelling built in Australia will have somewhere in it a product that we've laid our hands on.
Okay, here we are. We're looking at some insulation blanket and a big machine, and this looks like it might be sort of putting stuff together.
Yeah, this is a blanket lamination machine. This is something we invested in post the stimulus, where we sort of made a little bit of money and then sort of gave it back. But we did put enough aside from that to invest in blanket machines, and these are placed here and with our agents nationally. So we can now fulfil a national contract on blanket lamination, which uses our foil laminated to a blanket.
Where do you get these machines? I always look at these things and I think, you don't just buy them off the shelf. You've got to have them tailor-made, don't you?
Yeah, this is custom-made. You know the basic idea of what you want to do. I want to take this product and that product and stick them together. So you sit together with some clever engineers who do that for a living, and you say, well, what are the handling issues? I want my people to be able to land a bale of a certain size on the back of the machine. These are 30-metre bales. I want them to be able to bring it together with a half a tonne of foil, so I need something strong enough to hold it. And then I want to glue it quickly, simply and easily, and I want the gluing system to have little or no maintenance. You throw them that problem, and then they come up with a solution, and we start talking the dollars, and then we find a solution where the dollars make sense for us to get a return on the investment. And we've managed to do that sufficiently that we have plants in each of our agents in each state of Australia now running.
The way ahead for you, how do you see it?
Yeah, look, I think we're all aware that the prospects for growth over the next two years are fairly strong. We've always had strong growth from a small base. We've had just three consecutive record sales months, and we see that continuing over the next 2 years. There will be a little bit of softening in the next 2 years, but if our aim will be to grab sufficient market position that sees us through. We went through the GFC, we went through the stimulus program, we saw significant cuts to our income, but we managed to make it through without ever laying off a staff member, and that's built value for us in terms of our people having a lot of experience. Our 10-year club, we've got 20 employees, and I think we have 12 people who are 10-year plus employees with us.
All made in Brisbane.
All in Brisbane.
ABC Radio Brisbane, streaming now at abc.net.au/Brisbane.